Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. Our signing day coverage continues with Harrison Mullins, who's headed to South Dakota State to go play football. First of all, Harry, I know this has been a process for you, and you've had big dreams about playing at a high level of football. Ultimately, why South Dakota State, and what makes this decision so special to you?
I really fell in love with it when I first visited because of the family aspect and how much of a a brotherhood means to that school. And I feel like the football, obviously, with the winning culture, it seemed like something really cool to be a part of. So that's the main reason why.
Well, and obviously you had a great junior season across the board in all your sports, right? You were very healthy for the first time. I know you had some health things early on. How did that help you with this process and really maybe not only gravitate the Jackrabbits' eyes to you, but help you get develop as a better athlete and get good tape out there for your college process?
Exactly. Junior year is huge because that's when coaches are looking at you. So I feel like me doing well in that year is really what helped me propel me to get those offers and get those eyes on me because as you know, probably junior year is probably the most important year when recruiting-wise. So just staying focused and staying grounded in what I can do and my mindset is what got me here.
Well, and there's been no secret that you've loved the receiver position, even since middle school, right, in terms of develop your skills. I imagine that's with the Jackrabbits. That's kind of where they see you at?
Yes, sir. That's a plan for me. Originally, I was going to go there as an athlete, but as they kept watching my film, especially with this end of the senior season, they want me to play receiver for them because of my speed and deep ball ability. So I feel like that will be the main position for me as I go there.
Well, and then obviously this year kind of didn't get off to the start you wanted. Had a big game at Ballard, then you got hurt a little bit halfway through the season. But by the end of the year, especially in that first game with the Dome, it seemed like you were really rounding into form. I know it wasn't the season you ultimately wanted, but how special was it to be able to get to the Dome again and have another opportunity and have another big game up there while you were at it?
Yeah, it was just great to bounce back because obviously I was a bit down because I wasn't able to play for in the middle for about three games. So just ending the season strong and getting healthier each week really helped me to play the best I could near the end of the season, which is the goal.
Well, and it's no secret that your senior class is extremely close. Here today in particular, so many of your teammates, really from all classes, but your seniors especially, are here, and I think that's probably kept you motivated to keep going out for basketball and track. How special is this group in this year, and how much fun are you having, you know, with these guys, even though football is over, that you're still having with these guys every day?
Yeah, I owe a lot to these boys because these boys are there for me whenever I need them, playing with me, just being good friends, hanging out. So I feel like those boys keeping me loose is what's helped me throughout the process and, you know, just overall good friends, you know. Couldn't ask for better friends.
Well, and you've got unfinished business. South Dakota can wait a little bit. You still got some time left here in green and white, and obviously some big goals, right, coming off of the football championship. Last year, the basketball team closed the state. Track, of course, a runner-up. How excited are you not only to compete here in green and white still, but to have championship aspirations basically between now and graduation?
Yeah, I'm very excited to try to end both track and basketball seasons on a positive note because, I mean, like you said, the job's not finished. So I feel like going in with a full head of steam, ready to compete, every time is going to be big, and I feel like with our class and the athletes below us and to come, we can do something really, really big.
So. Should be a whole lot of fun. Harrison Mullins, a huge congratulations heading to South Dakota State.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Schneider.